AI might be revolutionizing the economy. Is it revolutionizing profits, though? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The biggest tech companies on the planet will be opening up their books to investors this week. Google's parent company Alphabet and Microsoft kick things off today with their quarterly looks at how much they spent and how much they made. Expect to hear a lot about artificial intelligence. Investors want to know when AI might start showing up in the profit lines of the tech giants. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The race to dominate AI will see big tech companies investing between $15 and $20 billion this year, says Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities.
It's going to be a big focus of earnings because every tech stalwart from Google to Amazon to Apple and others is going after what I view as an $800 billion opportunity.
But Ives says tech companies might not see much reward until later this year. Microsoft's partnership with OpenAI's ChatGPT has been getting most of the headlines lately, but Google's Bard is a serious competitor, says Adam Jackson, co-founder of the tech talent network Brain Trust. He's noticed a lot of industries are looking to use AI to cut costs as the economy softens.
Every manager in every public company is asking themselves, how do I use OpenAI, ChatGPT, whatever, to save money in this coming quarter?
And that could offer big tech the AI payoff they've been looking for. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
It's not just the tech companies filing earnings reports this week. More than a third of the S&P 500 is reporting in the coming days. This should reveal a lot about how inflation, bank turmoil, and layoffs in certain industries are affecting the economy. Another factor in the mix, the strength of the U.S. dollar. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Up until around last September, the dollar's value had been rising. A lot of investors were buying U.S. government bonds, thanks to the Federal Reserve's rate hikes. And more demand for U.S. bonds means more demand for U.S. dollars. Thing is, other central banks have been raising rates too, and now the Federal Reserve is slowing down its rate hikes. As a result, the dollar's value has been falling in the time since. A weaker U.S. dollar makes American products more competitive overseas. But it also makes it more expensive for companies to invest in, say, overseas manufacturing. Companies have to effectively pay more for machinery and labor. And for anyone in the U.S. that imports products, a weak dollar doesn't go as far. That means importers will likely have to raise prices to maintain the same kind of profits they were making when the dollar's value was high. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Airlines are losing money, but they say travel demand is strong and this summer's travel season should be busy. That's at least what we've heard so far from Delta and United in their quarterly results. JetBlue reports this morning. We'll hear from American and Southwest this week. For more, I'm joined by Samuel Engel, Senior Vice President at ICF. Thanks, Samuel, so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So firstly, why are these major airlines losing money?
What's really going on is that costs are up and the lucrative business travelers are not all back. The airlines have just agreed to a 34% pay increase for pilots, led by Delta. So we have pilot costs going up and we also have fuel costs. They're still more than 50% higher than they were before the pandemic.
Despite all that, Delta and United are both saying people are still willing to spend on flying. Do you agree that we're all going to be flying a bunch more this summer?
It's important to talk about who's going to be flying more this summer. It's been pretty clear since early in the pandemic that people still want to go see grandma and they still want to go on vacation. And so the leisure demand, which had fallen off at the beginning of the pandemic, has fully recovered. What is not there is the same travel patterns for business travelers.
How important are business travelers to the airlines?
It's the business travelers who buy those tickets just a few days before departure and easily pay twice as much as the leisure travelers. And what we're seeing is that while business travel grew through 2022, the pace of that growth has tapered off in 2023.
Airfare prices, they're higher than they were before the pandemic. Do you think that's going to subside or is that the new normal?
You have to think about that as a new balance between business and leisure. So the way I think about it is that for decades, leisure passengers have enjoyed an implicit subsidy from business. With the business traffic and the business value down, there is less of that subsidy to go around. And so we have seen the airlines learning to get leisure passengers to pay more. That's not going away. We have been predicting for some time that in the face of those higher fares, leisure demand would fall off. And we haven't seen it yet, but we certainly can expect it from the laws of supply and demand.
I ask this question as someone who did not have a single on-time flight last summer and who spent at least one night on a cot. Are the airlines going to be able to handle the leisure travel of this summer? Because just to put it bluntly, travel was hell last summer.
On the peak travel days and when there are extreme weather events, which we see more often, the system is at a cracking point, and it simply has less give and less resilience for recovery than it used to. And that, I think, spells a continued challenge for passengers and the airlines this summer.
Samuel Engel is Senior Vice President at the consultancy ICF. Samuel, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Sabri.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.